holding the team. Something down to you?
And I'm just so proud of our guys' defensive improvement, their attention to defense. They take pride in playing defense. They know that it is our identity. And to hold a team that averages, 111 to 89 points, can't ask for any more.
Thompson and Perry go 11 for 35 and 4 for 18 for 3. You probably can't show that much better than that, those two.
Some of them, they had some good looks, and you know, I'm sure the tape will show we could have rotated a little bit better, but by and large, the respect that our team has for those two and the recent massive numbers those two have put up, you know, makes my sales job a little bit easier to get out to those two. And so I credit our defense a lot. I'm sure the tape will show we could have got to some. The number, though, that is just staggering is the 27 turnovers. To think that you're going to lose to the best team in the league, and in my opinion, they are the best team in the NBA, and have 27 turnovers and lose by 5 is just an amazing number to me. You know, I think that it shows that if we can tighten up, clean up, grow some offensive skill, then our defense will be there to support that weakness at the moment.
Right, like your fifth point guard, but what do they do that is makes them so good defensively, and then what you guys struggle with tonight?
Ask that one more time, please.
What do they do that makes it so?
What does Golden State do
defensively? Because people look at them as just an offensive team, they don't realize.
No, let's start with Bogut. You know, when you have that, and I've seen him for many years. I remember when Coach Majerus recruited him and nobody knew about him in Melbourne. When you have somebody of that size and he's got a toughness that people don't know about much either, and he's smart, he doesn't leave the paint. And it's part of the reason at the end we just tried to go small and you know, try to shoot our way and get him out of the game. I think it starts with him. And I think that they're well coached. I think Coach Adams, who Steve Kerr brought in as a defensive-minded coach, I think Steve Kerr has done a fantastic job of putting, you know, Alvin next to him and Ronnie Adams next to him. And Steve is a great coach all by himself. And I see a defensive carryover that needs to be acknowledged. And so whether it's block shots and rim protection, whether it's athletes on the perimeter, I think Steph's improved as an individual defender. And their stats league-wise confirm that. They really play both sides of the ball.
Fred, I know you're about developing players and developing this team, but how much has the absence of a veteran point guard, even as a backup, impeded the growth of this team, hurt this team, especially in moments like this where Jakarr Sampson, a small forward, is serving as your backup point guard?
I mean, it's just speculation. I think it's magnified more when you trip on a very rare situation like now, where, you know, you point, Tony's injured, Michael's injured, you know, so it's easier to make the point, Marcus, that you're making now. Had those injuries in this particular situation with Larry not have been exposed, I think we're doing just fine. I think we're growing our team. Luka is sort of that veteran that you're probably referencing. And so I hear what you say, and it's hard to quantify. I just feel like the point can be maybe more accurately made as you have now, given this rare situation.
Fred, how concerned are you about Michael's play? Because he, when we saw you kind of describe, you know, like it's a muscle.
Yeah.
Trouble.
I am concerned, and the relief that I have is that Michael is concerned too. And so anything that needs to be done during this break, where he has tremendous professional attention to treatment on that foot prior to deciding is he going to play in New York City or not, will be scrutinized significantly, very, very carefully when we determine whether he's going to play. And so at the moment, it is a concern. Nobody's, you know, going overboard on it, but we will pay attention to that prior to letting him play in New York.
Hey Coach, your old boss, got his 1,000th win tonight. I don't know if you've had a chance to check the scores around the league. What does that mean? I mean, he probably won't take any bows tonight, but what does that mean for him in the history of the game?
That he's really old. That is a massive number. You know, I had a chance to speak to Coach McGee the other day, and 1,000 wins on his terms is amazing because he stayed in one place in that volume because of the number of games that he plays. To get to that number is way more difficult probably than the NBA. But what Pop has done for me and for so many others isn't reflected in the 1,000 wins. I think just to acknowledge that achievement, we were talking about those 1,000 wins, you just can't believe the amount of work and detail that went in to achieve that number. It is a massive number.
I mean, he's probably not going to take any bows tonight. I mean, I already saw his quotes and stuff. He's, well, I had some good players. Why doesn't he ever take any bows?
I think it's a reflection of who he is. You know, I've been next to him when the horn goes off and you've won championships. And inevitably, you know, we sort of just walk quickly off the court and you go into the back and you watch the players enjoy their success. I remember staying up all night in the Cleveland Ritz after we swept Cleveland, and just sort of, the game was on, we were in the lounge, nobody was there, and we ended up watching the game again. And it's just part of the humility, I think, that he brings to the table, that people that haven't spent enough time with him don't sort of recognize that. You see this tough leader, you know, with a military background that wins championships, and there's a human being underneath it all that to me far surpasses that 1,000 wins.
What did you say when did you call him or did he call you?
I just, to be joking. I said, what did you do tonight? What, you had a game? What did you do? You didn't watch the rerun of the Grammys?
Yeah.
And, you know, he downplays it as you'd expect, but just so proud to have been a small part of his past, and so proud to have been around him.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you.